الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Ramadan is a month, as we explained, not for feasting but for fasting, and it is also not a month really for eating but for feeding. So this value of this month, as far as our food etc. is concerned, Allah make it that we understand what this month is about, so that we get the maximum and full value of this month. Similarly, this is a month where time must be very, very much looked after. Time is a very precious commodity which Allah Ta'ala has given us, and everyone's time is limited till his mort, and mort won't come 1 second before, it won't come 1 second after. There are asbab of mort, outward things, we say motor car accident, heart attack, now this virus or anything, but it is when mort is written. So much time a person has got, up to about 15 years, when we are not baligh, that time we are left free, when we won't be taken to task for that. But from that time till the time of mort, that is the time that it is extremely valuable, and we must make value of this time, the whole, all this time. And when precious occasions come, like the month of Ramadan, the person is gone for Umrah, that time has become more valuable at the Haramain Sharifain. Person is gone out in Jamaat, that time now has become even more valuable. It is all his time and it is valuable, but now it is like he has given that time to Allah Ta'ala. Like that, the month of Ramadan also. And when a person goes to a khanqa, he goes to a Darul Uloom to study, now the time is even more valuable. The time that he has got in the madrasa for studying, in a khanqa for his islah, in jamaat for tabligh, da'wat, that time has become even more valuable. Like that, the month of Ramadan has come on the whole ummah. And this month is extremely valuable. From the time the moon is sighted till the time the moon will be sighted for Shawwal, end of Ramadan, this time has become even much, much more valuable. In this time, every farad has got the value of 70 farais. Every nafal becomes the value of a farad. Mujaddid al-Fisani rahmatullah alayhi has said that a person's whole life's nafal, tahajjud, ishraq, qawwabin, salatul tawbah, salatul haja, all his nafal cannot equal 2 rakats of farad. 2 rakats of farad are the fajr, 2 rakats which are farad. Whole lives cannot equal this. So how valuable is not the farad. And in this month, every farad, Allah multiplies it by 70. Which means that we should give more attention to our farayd. We should be those namazes that have got sunnat-e-mu'akkada before, we should make all those sunnat-e-mu'akkada. Read the farayd with takbir-e-ula properly from the start. Try our utmost that especially in the month of Ramadan, we don't become masbuq, we don't miss a rakat, and in fact we don't just get a rakat just before ruku also. But from the beginning, from the takbir-e-tahreema of the imam, from there we join. And then right till the end properly, we try our best with concentration, devotion also. So this has become extremely valuable. Our sunnat-e-mu'akkada, especially after namazes also, those namazes that have got, we should look after them. Our wajibat, faraid, wajibat, sunnat-e-mu'akkada. This is a month that the nafal becomes equal to a farida, a farad. So we should try and look after our nawafil also in this month. As ulama have written, tahajjud is so easy in the month of Ramadan, everyone gets up for sehri. just another 5-10 minutes earlier, and we can make our 2-4 rakats of tahajjud namaz also. Allah give us tawfiq to more time also properly with our tahajjud, but at least that some tahajjud also we read at night also, before we go to sleep after our taraweeh, we read some nafals with the niyat of tahajjud. We will get the sawab of tahajjud also. And tahajjud time, we are up for sehri just a little bit more earlier, and cut down a little bit on our eating, and we will have time for our sehri. Allah give us tawfiq. Ulama have given a beautiful example to understand this value of the month of Ramadan, the time of it, that if any government of a country has to give all the Muslim citizens a money printing machine, that you can print money, and you can put it on any denomination, like in South Africa, 10 rand, 20, 50, 100, 200 rand notes, you can put it where you want to. Naturally, everyone will put it on 200. And this machine will work from the time the moon is sighted for Ramadan, and it will work till the time when the moon is sighted for Eid. Then the machine will cut off. And it's not an automatic machine, you just press a button, but a manual machine. You have to turn the handle. And all that money that is printed is yours legally. You won't be asked from where did you get it, did you pay your tax on it or anything. It is all yours. So we can understand that if we get a machine like that, everyone, small children, old people, sickly people, from the we will wait just that when is the moon sighted. We'll be very keen, and then we will start turning that handle, and perhaps the whole month we won't have time to eat also. We won't have time to go toilet also, because then our money won't be printed. So much we'll try and get the maximum of it. So more valuable than all that money is one subhanAllah. And the month of Ramadan is that month that we can, Allah has given us that sawab printing machine. And we can print as much, so therefore we see Buzurgani Deen, those who understood this, Allah make us amongst them who have understood it. Whole month of Ramadan, they hardly really slept. Whole month of Ramadan, they hardly really ate. They did not meet anyone also. They just carried on with their ibadat all the time. The value of this month. So Allah make us understand what the great value of this month of Ramadan is, and so that we can make the maximum out of it. There is no passing of time in Ramadan. Now, just to do our basics, and we see we run short of time. Ramadan, one thing that many people feel, food also, we don't eat it properly, we don't have our 3 meals as usual, but sleep, we lose out on sleep, and it catches up with a person. And we haven't got enough time to sleep. We haven't got enough time. Where we have got enough time to waste then? So we should try our utmost that we spend our time in the ibadat of Allah, in our namazes properly, our taraweeh properly, and then all our tilawat of Quran Sharif, our zikrullah, and worry particularly also in this month of our islah. This is a month, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, for taqwa, to acquire this taqwa. So we should spend our time in acquiring taqwa. If a person spends this month and his level of taqwa increased, that person has really appreciated this month. Ibadat, we must make, and there is great reward of it. But more than ibadat, this month is for ibadat also. But the main purpose of this month is to acquire taqwa. And Allah has set the whole system that to acquire taqwa in this month becomes very, very easy. So Allah Ta'ala make it we understand the value of time generally. We don't waste time. One is wasting time. And the other is to destroy time. That is, we engage in useless pursuits, ghibat, backbiting, idle talk. And idle talk automatically takes a person to backbiting, to all slandering, rumor mongering, all other things also. Don't waste our time on any commentary of any sports or anything. That can be the worst, one of the worst things that we will do and waste our time in this month. All this news and what's happening, who is saying what and who is saying what, that also we engage with what the Quran Sharif. And what is the Quran Sharif telling me? That is the greatest thing. So as much time we can spend on the say on the ibadat of this month, Allah give us tawfiq to make our whole Ramadan extremely valuable, by which our whole lives will become valuable, by which our akhirat will become valuable, our qabr, our akhirat, that will become valuable. And that is the object of a mu'min and a Muslim, his akhirat. Allah give us afiyat and salamati in dunya also, and main Allah make our akhirat also, and give us the best. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. Subhana rabbika.